Right, so what I'm about to say is 3 years. 3 years of everything. 3 years of thinking, 3 years of philosophizing, whatever. 3 years of reading. 3 years of reading, 3 years of observations, 3 years of asking questions, 3 years of observing and thinking, and you know. And then when I started this journey, I'm sorry, I didn't have any like goal in mind, but I was like, I want to be the best person I could be, you know. Instead of even thinking that way, I wouldn't even start thinking that way. I was not doing it because I had nothing to do. Let me put it like that first. I started with programming. I started just doing programming because I love programming, right? So, it wasn't later on. I decided to like dive in. Like, okay. What if I could actually be the best person I could be, you know? And stuff like that. And then, I would say the journey has taken me 3 years now. I have a long way to go. But at least I'm somewhere. I'm actually somewhere. And then, you know, sometimes you need to push yourself forward. And sometimes you also need to sit down and appreciate what you've done. Look back and be grateful that you've had the opportunity to do something so beautiful. And self-improvement is like the most beautiful journey you can ever. I think I've said it before. Self-improvement is like the most beautiful journey you can ever partake in. It's just beautiful. Although you can create stuff, whatever, that impact the world and stuff like that, but the most beautiful journey is the journey that you take. A journey within. Now that internal journey. And then you want to kind of finish life, whatever, whichever time you may die, knowing that you actually partook in that journey. That you fell, you stood up, you fell, you stood up. And there's one thing now. The person that never gives up never fails. That's one thing to know. And then failure can mean different things for different people. Sometimes I don't see things as failure. And I'm failing. I don't even see anything as failing. I see it as a setback. And from that setback comes another opportunity. Comes another part. More beautiful than the one that I did not pass again. Getting back to the point. What we're trying to say was that I've been doing a lot of like thinking. I mean, I do a lot of thinking. I kind of think every day, right, about life and stuff like that, which is my existential questions. Right? So then, I've been trying to do some stuff, like be the best person I could be, right? And then, some certain characters I'm noteworthy, like being a very calm person. That was the character I was looking forward to. I was really looking forward to being a very calm person, you know. Like, you know, these kind of films where everyone notices that most of these action films, the person you are likely to see yourself in, or the person you are likely to be, to. Like, if you're watching a film now, the person you might like the most, the character you might like the most, is the calm character, the quiet character, the character that doesn't talk too much. If you look at G.I. Joe now, I think G.I. Joe is like an actual film. If you look at G.I. Joe, the most loved character is Snake Eyes. What happened to Snake Eyes? Snake Eyes is calm. Snake Eyes does not talk. It's just this reserved guy that he knows what he wants to do at this specific time and this and that. You can see the difference between the stuff like that. If you look at that action film, you can see like Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime doesn't talk too much. He only talks when it's necessary. Stuff like that. And his voice is nice. His voice is actually nice. But then moving on. Which other character would I like giving now? Yeah, it's like a calm action movie. Let me feel. How many action movies have I watched? Hold on. Let's leave it like that. But then, what you can notice is that most of the characters that people love, that and the characters that don't say much, that know what they want to do. They have a vision, they have a purpose. They know that this one I'm doing something. They didn't need to say too much, they didn't need to be all blah blah blah, that calm. That's the point. They are very calm. In the midst of shit, they are very, very calm. Collected, understanding, their eyes are open, this and that. And that was the character, that was what I loved. I wanted to be that kind of guy. I was just so calm in the midst of rubbish. in the midst of the storm, I was just so calm. Like, and that was what I was trying to achieve at that point in time. I was also trying to achieve normal stuff like be knowledgeable, be smart, stuff like that. Have a nice voice, sense of humor. And then I worked on my English too. Right? So I would say that working on my English, it had like side effect. I mean, every choice has consequences, right? So because I can speak English quite nicely, I cannot speak Yoruba that nicely, because then the accent will just the accent isn't so nice. I don't get the Yoruba accent. Not like I don't understand Yoruba, but I don't get the accent. So I guess choices have consequences, but that's not tough for another day. And then I worked on my mind, you know, my character, my personality and stuff like that. And there was a day that it snapped in me that I've actually become this very calm person, and I was really happy about it. I'm really happy about it. Me happy. And the funny thing about it is that you want to kind of hold yourself to a specific standard, right? You want to hold yourself to a specific standard. So now, every day my dealings with people, I tell myself that I'm a high value man. I tell myself every day that I'm a high value man. And then when I want to do something, I tell myself like, will a high value man do that? Will a high value man do this? Will a high value man slack off? Will a high value man see that he doesn't want to do the work and just go and sleep? Will a high value man not regret this the next day? I'll be like, actually I've done it. I'm real pain is just, pain is 5 minutes and it's gone, right? But the pain is beautiful. Beautiful pain. Where am I heading to right now? But I held myself to a specific standard, like I'm a high value man. I think I just started doing that one recently. When I started to be like more self-aware, right? Honestly, I'm recording this thing to like type it on, post on Twitter, but then it will actually sound nice, I mean. Turn it to a special podcast. I'm gonna turn it to a special shot or something on the podcast. But then with this sound I'm making for my biscuits. I don't know if it's going to end up there, but let's see how it goes. So what was I saying again? When I was like, I just came to this realization, because then I used to ask people for feedback, because I wanted to be this best version, like best character, best personality, best everything, you know what I mean? Like best everything. So I used to, let's just care about people's opinions. Yeah, I used to care about people's opinions. I used to hear what they have to say. What I should do better, why I should do this, why I should do that, why I should do this and stuff like that. And then I used to have this kind of feeling sometimes that of ghosting, right? I guess everyone has this kind of feeling of disappearing away for some time. I usually have this type of feeling in them I'm doing something, and I'd be like, I might post on Twitter for a while, or I might do some podcast for a while, I'd be like, nobody listen to what I'm saying, I just feel left out and this and that, nobody cares about what I'm saying. I don't know, I feel like ghosting, like, I feel like disappearing. People can be like, oh my god, where is Joba? I missed him and stuff like that. Just get that level of attention. And I'm being honest, because that's why a lot of people ghost, if I'm being honest with you. Right, that's the feeling people get when they ghost. That's the actual feeling. I didn't let anybody tell you rubbish, that's the actual feeling. That's the reason why people ghost, right? So they get that level of attention from people that, oh my god, where is this guy? He has disappeared, he has done this, he has done that. I guess a lot of people took ghost because when I wanted to start working on myself, I actually had to ghost to get myself in order, right? But then, they get people's attention too. So it goes on and on, but then that's my fundamental theory, so nobody's come up hitting on me. I'm like, go by your line, this one, that one, guy, why are you saying rubbish? I'm just saying it though, so don't come at me, cover me. What was I saying again? So I wanted to develop this kind of personality and stuff like that, and then I was always closing up and opening and closing and opening and closing and opening and closing. Don't let me say one point that is like very stupid. But then I was always opening and closing, and then I just came to the most beautiful realization in my life. I think that's why I tweeted it. I just came to the most beautiful realization stuff, and then at that point in time, I just came to the realization. But then I didn't. It wasn't in my mind to word it. Like I came to the realization. I could feel it, but then I didn't have the thoughts in my head like formulated into words. It was just a feeling. So I didn't know what to say at that point in time. But I think I know what to say at this point in time. I don't know what I'm saying, honestly. I'm not saying that I'm going for you. So what was I saying again? So I came to the most beautiful realization of my life that how do I put this on? Ordinarily to create something, just to be somebody itself is like it's like a blessing. To just be a person, like to just be a person alone is a blessing. Like to just be a person, or just to be alive alone is a blessing. Right? And then I guess on this earth, like everyone has a specific purpose. Everyone has something that's supposed to do with their lives. Like, you cannot just be on this end and just be like, blah, and just be doing random stuff, right? Everybody has a purpose. And then, I guess, the main meaning of life is to find your purpose. The actual meaning of life. Because I've been pondering, like, what's the meaning of life, meaning of life, meaning of life, meaning of life. And I wouldn't say this like a the best definition. But then, the actual meaning of life, right, is to find a purpose, find your purpose in this life and work towards it, right? And then that purpose in life, right, my own purpose in life is to create stuff, just to create stuff that impacts people, right? And your purpose has to be endless. I think I talked about this in an episode, but then when it comes out, you listen to it, right? So your purpose is to create stuff. My purpose is to create stuff. You have to find your own purpose in life while also partaking in the internal journey of improving yourself to be the best person you can be. Right? So I kind of believe that's the meaning of life. It's not one kind of complex physics, whatever. It's really just kind of simple. Because if I were to be honest, life is very complicated, but then when life is complicated when you look at it from a broad perspective. But then sometimes you have to zero down narrowly. You have to look at it narrowly to see the actual picture. Then when you look at life very narrowly, you see that life is quite simple. It's not like it's one complex moving part. Although it's complex though, but then when you look at it in a very small perspective, it's really simple. Right? We have this kind of societal obligation. We are giving birth to, parents take care of us, go to school, we are supposed to become something in life, and from there you raise your own children. It's just kind of like a cycle, right? But then in between those cycles you have problems are more like obstacles that you come along. Because to be honest, though, if you live life very easy, it's going to become very boring. Like, because I play a lot of games with cheat codes. Although you feel the dopamine, you feel this energy, this was next. But when you finish the game, there's nothing to look back to. I'll be like, okay, yeah, this is it. But then when you finish a game without cheat codes, know that, oh my god, guy, this episode, this level, guy, you see the way I was doing this and doing that and doing this and doing that, and you're like, oh my god, guy, I can't even believe I passed that level and stuff like that. You can see you have stories to tell. And I guess if you kind of look at it, the most beautiful stories that people tell are the ones where they fucked up but they triumphed, where they failed but they passed. I don't know if you get what I mean. The most beautiful stories that people tell are the ones where they were shit and they became something, right? And that's why the biographies of people that were peace broke and then ended up being something beautiful in life are always appealing to people, because everyone meets a certain kind of resistance in life. No matter if you want rich guy that has people wiping your butt or whatever with gold or whatever, everybody faces some kind of resistance in life. Life is pretty balanced. Although people say life is not balanced, right? But then I would say that life is not balanced though, but then internally life is balanced enough that everyone, no matter who you are, you're going to face some certain kind of resistance. You might not face the resistance in somebody can I can be like a famous person, have this money, have the girls, right, and have everything that everyone would wish they could have, but then I'm facing internal battle of depression. It's like everybody knows me but nobody really knows me, that kind of battle. Everybody knows me but nobody really knows me. Everybody will say life is not balanced because, guy, I'm rich, I was like, my parents are rich and I'm rich now and this and that, but nobody knows the internal battle the person is facing. Although I can account for everyone, right? I cannot account for everyone. I cannot say that this is how life is for everyone. So that's a theory that I've not formulated. But then what I'm not trying to say is that life has a way of balancing things. Nature has a way of balancing things, right? And then what was I again? Lost my train of thought here. Nature has a way of balancing things, life has a way of balancing things. And then you're supposed to, I wouldn't say that, because not everyone will make their mark on this earth, right? Not everyone will make their mark, and I think everybody knows that, and everyone will be something spectacular, and everyone will be this, right? And I cannot say that everyone can actually be that, because I can't prove it, right? But then what I'm trying to say is that that internal journey is the most worthwhile. Internal journey of being somebody better every day, relating with people, just being in the friend, in the company of people, and enjoying life, taking it one by one, deep breaths, just analyzing, meditation, just being calm in the moment, being present in the moment. I guess that's like the most beautiful part of life. Because I usually ask myself, like, if I'm coveting something, like now, if I say I want to get rich, I always ask myself that, when I get rich, what is next? I guess that's something that it always keeps my mind in check, right? If I like this girl now, and I'm like, okay, I want to date this girl, but in my mind, I ask myself, if I date this girl, what is next? Just that question alone, my mind starts going in a different spiral. I start looking at everything objectively. I'm like, okay, this and that. I'm like, and then you can't realize that you don't really need the girl. You kind of don't really need her, bro. It's not worth the struggle, worth the pain, whatever you were planning to do. Right? That's just an example, bro. So if you're craving something in life, if you're wishing you could be somewhere in life, always ask yourself that, if you get there, what's next? Just that question alone will let your mind just go into a million places. And then you start to look at things in a different light and be like, maybe I really don't need that. Maybe I actually don't need that for real. And then it's just kind of dawn on you that most of what people crave or whatever is just 5 minutes of pleasure. And that's why I usually tell myself, right, if I'm craving something, I tell myself it's just 5 minutes of pleasure, because in real life it's really just 5 minutes of pleasure, right? You have an amount of money, you'll be saving it, right? And you're lucky, like, let me get pizza, let me get shawarma. You get the pizza, you get the shawarma, you eat it. No matter how slow you want to eat it, no matter how slow you want to eat it, no matter how slow you want to enjoy that vacation, no matter how slow you want to play that video game, no matter how slow you want to do that thing that is giving you pleasure, no matter how slow you want to do it, it's going to finish. It's going to end at some specific point. And then when it ends, everything ends with it. Like, the whole pleasure ends with it. And then you're just destined about it, like, was it worth it? I mean, some things are worth it. Like, if I was going on a family vacation, like, if I was going on a family trip with family and friends and everything, and we enjoy ourselves, really lovely time, I would say that was worth it. But then things that you're craving that you know that aren't really important, right? Because I wanted to test this theory. So I was craving pizza. I wouldn't say I was craving pizza, because at that point I already knew that craving was 5 minutes of pleasure. I already came to that realization that craving was 5 minutes of pleasure, right? And then I was craving it. I wouldn't say I was craving it though. So I was like, you know what, let's get the pizza. Got the pizza. I tried to eat that pizza as slow as possible. I won't lie to you, I tried to eat it as slow as possible. I tried to be present in every bite. I eat it, I'm like, I taste all the multiple tiny ingredients inside the pizza in my mouth. I'm like, I try to be as present as possible. But you know what? I finally reached the last slice. I reached the last slice. I ate the last slice. I closed the box. I looked at the box. I looked at my hands. I looked at myself in there and I was like, so this is it. This is where we have been leading to. This is the end. The end of nothing. Like, at that point, everything just seemed pointless, right? Because it was really pointless. Like, so this is the craving. This is what I've been anticipating for. This is what I've been saving money for. This is it. This is it here and now, and it's gone. And you can never relive that moment again. Then you ask yourself, was it really worth it? When you just think about it in your head, you just sit down for a minute and be like, was it really worth it? Was it actually worth it? And then I guess that's something that you need to, like, you can be using to, like, check yourself in life. Ask yourself that after this stuff, what was next? You want to buy a shoe, ask yourself after you buy the shoe, what's next? You want to get something, ask yourself after you get the something, what's next? Let's say now, I'm on a diet, right? And I look at it, I'm looking at this sexy meat pie. I want to get the meat pie, and I ask myself after I get the meat pie, what's next? My mind starts running around, oh my god, I'm going to add this amount of calories, I'm going to do this, I'm going to break my 4-day streak of not eating this and that, and this and that, and this and that. And your mind just starts running around, and then you get fat and you get obese, and then you plop, plop, plop. Oh my god, it's not that deep though, but then your mind just goes into your friends, and then you kind of realize that, maybe it's not that, maybe it's not even worth it at all. And then you'll be asking yourself, like, oh my god, Jabba, why are you heading to with this? Where are you heading to? Are you trying to say nothing is worth it in life? You know, and I try to say that vacation with friends and family, whatever, enjoy yourself, that's kind of what it is, right? Because the most fulfilled people in life, the most happiest people in life, are the people that, according to the survey though, are the people that had social relationships with people, friends and family and everything. Those are the people that ended up being the most happiest in life, ended up being the most fulfilled. The people that had
good social relationships with people and friends and family and whatever, and just enjoy every moment with people when they could. Those are the people that were the most fulfilled in life. And then what you want to do with that information, that's up to you. What you want to do with that information, that's really up to you. I didn't say, oh my god, job I didn't say that, do not make money, do not live in a nice house, do not have these goals. I have the goals, but then I have the goal of making a lot of money, I have the goal of doing this, I have the goal of doing that, but then that's not the purpose of my life. That's not the actual purpose of my life. The purpose of my life is to create stuff, right? And then if you make something that will end the purpose of your life, it will just be pointless, honestly. Like if now I made I think I said it in the episode, but I'll just say it again. If I made a million dollars purpose of my life, like I want to make $1 million purpose of my life, when you get $1 million, you ask yourself what's next. And then if you tell yourself that, okay, I can make $2 million now, that's just the end of it, because then you're already in the rat race. You're literally in the rat race already. The money is controlling you. You're not controlling the money. The money is controlling you. Like, you make $2 million, make $4 million, make $3 million, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, whatever, 100, 200. At that point in time, you've lost your control of your life. At that point in time, the money is controlling. I guess what's the point? What's the point of living a life that you are not even controlling yourself? Just like now, it's just the vision of being an NPC. Oh my god, I don't know. I don't know why I just can't stress that NPC point enough. But that's just the definition of an NPC. Literally. What's the point of living life if you're not controlling it? What's the point of waking up today if you're not the one that's going to make the decisions about what you're going to do, what you're going to eat, what you're going to do, or how you're going to live your life in general? Right? What's the point? So to be a slave to something is really, really sad, honestly. Be a slave in your own mind, in your own making, is really sad. I think who said it? Was it Seneca that said it? That to be a slave to your own cravings, or to be a slave to your own wishes or whatever, is a very sad realization. It's very sad. And then I guess you don't want to get there, but then people are there. And I can't speak for them. I don't know how they got there. That's a story for another day. Story for another day. Right, so I came to the realization that I really don't need to close up. When I was trying to say the close up stuff, I really do not need to close up because I wanted attention and everything. I tried this attention deficit stuff, right? Although it didn't last long, maybe just about a week or two, I tried, like, okay, I'm not going to post anything for a year, straight up. I'm not going to get attention from anybody, no validation from anybody, just me and me, right? Although it didn't last 2 weeks before I needed to, like, actually say something, right? And I guess I came to the realization too that I didn't need to say stuff unless I need to say it, right? Keto, was it Keto the Younger or somebody? He said that you do not want to say things when you know you don't need to say it, right? That's not the way he put it though, but then I'm just saying it from the way I understand it, right? It was like he wants to make sure that before he says something, he needs to say it. Like, he needs to say, you don't want to be saying stuff because you want to rile people up. So, like, because I think there was a point in time where I was posting on Twitter, not because I wanted to say it though, but then it was just because, yeah, people like the tweet, people look at the tweet, people engage with the tweet, stuff like that, right? So then he was trying to say that you don't want to say stuff because you want that attention, just to rile people up and stuff like that. You want to say it because it needs to be said. Like, I want to do this podcast because people need to hear it. Like, not because I just feel like saying it. People need to hear the information that I'm saying. People need to hear the wisdom that I'm trying to, like, spew out. People need to think. People need to sit down, listen to it, and think about it, right? Although life is not that black and white, right? But then, wow, well, that's what I'm just trying to say. I guess that's basically it. I came to the realization that I don't need to close, and I'll just be creating stuff till I die. right? So then I didn't need to close myself up or anything. If somebody offends me, I process it, I let it go, I become happy again, right? I guess that's another thing I learned too, that if you decide that you want to be happy, you can actually be happy. It just depends on what you do. If you lose your job today, just decide that you want to be happy, you'll be happy. So happiness is a decision, right? It's a state of mind. It's not external, it's just a state of mind. So I guess I didn't really get a specific point in the realization, because it's not a kind of thought, it's a kind of feeling. You know, it's one thing to think that you're there, it's another thing to feel that you're there. And I believe that feeling is more important than thinking that you're there. Just like saying, I want to become a high value man. It's one thing to think that I'm high value man, it's another thing to feel that I'm a high value man. So I'll leave you to decide which one is better, right? So this was not supposed to be an episode. I was actually just recording to post on Twitter or wherever, but then it's already 30 minutes long, so I probably don't an episode or whatever. So that's why there's no intro, and but there will be an outro. So I guess take care of yourself, I mean, and then just be happy. Be happy. Create stuff. Find your purpose in life. I guess when you find your purpose in life, everything starts to fall in place. When you know what you want to do with your life, everything starts to fall in place. You already know that this is what you're going to do. This is where you're going to be. This is where you're going to be creating. This is the area of expertise you want to be going into and stuff like that. Right, so then you have hobbies, you have skills, develop skills and whatever. Be that best person, be that best person you can be in terms of personality and attitude and whatever, whatnot. Right, so that's it. I guess that's it for me then. Let me continue talking before I just start saying rubbish. But well, that's it for me. Thank you for listening. If this ever turns to be a podcast or an episode or wherever, if this turns to a tweet, then thank you for listening to, thank you for reading. And I guess I'll see you in the next one. Peace.